to Daily Podcast with Chris Enns. I'm Chris Enns. It's today's Tuesday, February 25th. It's a balmy, minus 30 Celsius, which feels like minus 39 Celsius with the wind chill. Just another day in paradise here in the Arctic tundra of the north, which we're not even that far north, really, here in Saskatoon, but sure feels like it. Can't imagine living much further north where you'd get even less sun than we do. I think I would go mental, but I can handle it for short periods, you know, a log cabin, skidoo, hanging out in the wilderness with a fire and stuff for a week. But yeah, all winter like this is, I don't know if it's just getting older and it starts to affect you more, or being here longer, the amount of time I've been here, my whole life basically, affects you more. I don't know. Something might need to change. We'll see. No immediate plans. We're not moving or anything like that, but we'll see. It's something that kind of leads into what I was trying to figure out a way to talk about today. Was I don't know if it's depression or like just a struggle when work is piled up in front of you. I was talking with a friend of mine, and we might talk a bit about it on another podcast later this week. But just with, like, at a time when you've got work piled up in front of you, you should be, and it's the kind of work you set out to do, you know, started your business to do, or you're freelancing or whatever, the kind of work your job that you wanted to do. And when it piles up in front of you, you kind of just look at it and feel like, ugh, and can't find a way to start, like, digging into it. And when really all you need, like, what you really need to do is just put your head down and work, obviously. That's the only way to get through that, whether it's, you know, cleaning out the dishwasher with my son in the morning, and he feels like it's overwhelming because there's 20 plates and cups or whatever in there, or if it's web projects or whatever the scenario is in your world. But yeah, it's tough sometimes, and I'm looking for excuses, obviously, and I try to find a reason to blame it on. So for me right now, it's the weather and the lack of outdoor fresh air, sunlight, all those kinds of things. Although the last few days it's been actually really bright and sunny here, so it's in some ways it's good, but also it's kind of like adds to the depression, because it looks really nice out, sunny and bright and warm, and then you step outside and it's like, holy crap, this is, my face just froze off in 30 seconds, which is actually true, I think, what happens out there. So yeah, getting past that and just powering through it, I guess, or just, I don't know, whatever cliche. There's so many cliches about this kind of stuff, but something that I have tried doing just recently is just switching up some of the tools I use for my job, and not like in a drastic spending weeks trying to relearn something, but just making little tweaks to things that, I've been using Basecamp, which is a web app for project management, and it's great. It works really well. It's really slick. It's fast. There's an iPhone app, so I can manage stuff on there. It works really well with my clients for adding sort of to-dos and keeping track of who's doing what and talking about, you know, discussing a specific, you know, change the color of this background to blue and tracking the discussion about that, so it's not filled up in random emails all over the place. And it works really well, but it's also the thing I've been staring at for the last 2 or 3 or 4 years or whatever. And so just sort of looking at something else, trying out a little different system. And right now it's just for my own side of things using it. It's called Trello, just Trello.com. It's been around for a while. I've experimented with it in the past with a podcast stuff I was doing before, sort of tracking topics and ideas and things. And it's not the most, it's not very like client friendly for the kind of clients I typically have who aren't, you know, they're not looking to get hardcore into project management or anything like that. They just want to get the website built, and they don't care what tools I'm building what tools I'm using to build their site. They just want the site done. And they're, you know, even with Basecamp, as simple as it is, it's always kind of like a bit of a learning curve, and it's can be more frustrating to get into than just, you know, traditional email, because in their day-to-day jobs, they're not using anything like that. They just email somebody and they have the discussion through email and or phone or whatever. And so they don't want another tool to learn. And once the website's done, they're not going to see this thing again, probably. So, but because I'm paying for it, and it does work well, Basecamp does, I'm, you know, invested in trying to get it to work And it works, like I said, it works fairly well. You can still live in your email inbox within Basecamp. But anyways, I digress. I'm not going to spend time talking about Basecamp. But with Trello, it's just a little bit different, a little bit slightly geeky, I think. I don't. It's not. It's geeky. I guess everybody these days is used to some sort of web app and interface like that. But it does take a bit of a mental shift to think about how to use this thing. But once it's actually working, I think maybe what I'll do is try and record a few screencasts or something just to sort of be able to send to clients and say, this is how this might work. You can use it this way, but you don't have to. And I'm just going to use it, but you can log in and see it if you want to. But yeah, anyways, it helps me sort of mentally get over a bit of a hurdle sometimes with a project or a bunch of projects that I have on the go, just by changing my surroundings, similar to how you might do if you work in the office all the time, and you take a break and go to the coffee shop or co-work with somebody visit a co-working space or whatever, and just to change your surroundings to try and mentally jog your brain into action, I guess, exercise or whatever your thing might be, bucket of ice cream, sweet chili heat nacho chips, whatever. Change your coffee. So yeah, that's some thoughts on that. That's where I'm at. When did I record the last one? On Friday. This is now Tuesday. So yeah, we're keeping up the daily-ish aspect of it. As always, I'd love to hear feedback, comments. Thanks, Justin, for leaving a comment on the previous episode, which you can find at pdcst.ca, podcast.ca without the vowels, except for that last A, I guess. podcastwithoutvowels.ca/7. This is episode 7. And I'm iChris, iChris on Twitter, and chrisans.com is my blog. There's 90-some people listening or so, like, you know, looking at the stats. I don't know where you're all coming from. It's fascinating and interesting to me. I'm a stats nerd, not in the ego stroking sense, but just more the change of stats numbers going up and down and why and where they come from and that kind of stuff. That's what's interesting to me. And so, if you're listening on, I'm especially curious about the folks, like I've said before, who are listening via a Twitter link, a tweet, right to the MP3. So if you do that, I just hit me back, like reply on Twitter and say, listen through Twitter or something like that, or whatever you want to say. I'm just curious what the breakdown is from people who are listening on Twitter versus who are listening on the website versus listening to iTunes and the more traditional stuff. So mainly the Twitter folks. If you're just listening because I link directly through MP3 to the MP3 on Twitter, let me know. I'm curious. Or just remain anonymous. That's fine too. I won't. No judgment here. All right. Well, I think it's warmed up. It might be minus 38 now. So time to get on with the day, I guess. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Hope it's warm where you are. Have a great day.